This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's better than the speed and reliability of Fios home internet? Getting a $200 Verizon gift card on us when you switch to a Fios 1 gig plan, which includes a 5-year price guarantee. So head to your local Verizon store at 109 North Avenue West for details on this limited time offer. Offer ends 2/19/25. Must maintain Fios service in good standing for 65 days and register for gift card per offer terms. One offer per eligible Verizon account. See store for details.
Never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Okay, did you, when you go to X, Twitter, a lot of times you have the, if you set it up like me, and I don't know if everybody does, but it says explore, and it has all these different kind of topics, right? Like you have one that says Notre Dame appoints Mike Martin, manager, WWE Hall of Fame 2025, Michelle McCool, strong candidate, right? Something like that. Here's one. And it's funny. It says, Team USA's uniform choice sparks debate at Four Nations Tournament. And if you click it, I'm like one of the top tweets they feature because that's what I did last night. There's a few others. Shayna's on there who joins Sabres Live. And I wrote last night on Twitter, I'm like, I do not like these white helmets with the blue uniforms. And if you click that explore and says Team USA's uniform choice sparks debate on Four Nations Tournament, click it. My tweet, along with other people who really agreed with me, are on there. So I'm glad that all of you, not all of you, glad a lot of you agreed with me. I did not like the blue jerseys with the white helmets. I would have preferred more of a blue helmet. Someone said that's what they wear, though, internationally. Not really. Go look at, I mean, maybe when these NHLers are playing in these in international tournaments like Olympics, but I went and looked at the World Juniors uniforms last time they played, and it was blue uniforms, a little lighter blue, with blue helmets. Canada wore red jerseys, sweaters, with black helmets. I don't know. I didn't like the blue with the white helmet. So anyway, I'm being the fashion police today on WGR. 803-0550 is the number to call. Let's go to Linda in Rochester. Go ahead and throw her up for me there, Josh. I appreciate it. Linda, you're up first on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. What's going on?
Hi, Sal. I wanted to get a chance to thank you for all your hard work and insight and your call-in shows. And it's always a pleasure to listen to you on a Monday after we win. And even after we lose, it's still good to hear you talk because you help me feel better. So I'm real happy that you're there. And I have a thought about the draft, seeing people are putting in different wish list items. I think the Bills should draft a very speedy and athletic secondary person, safety or corner. I think that's what we need because there are a lot of speed demons out there that are wide receivers, and we could sure use somebody in the secondary to keep up with those guys. And I guess my parting thought would be, in the words of the great Josh Allen, be good, do good. God bless. Go Bills. Thank you again, Sal.
You got it, Linda. I love it. That's a great Friday message on a Valentine's Day. Yeah, they need to get faster, Linda. I agree with you. I agree with Linda a lot there. They need to get faster. especially. See, here's what I think you really have to figure out now. And this is what we don't know, Linda, is are they planning on actually having more of this shift to man-to-man? And if that's the case, then I think you have to get a little faster. Now, Kyrie Elam is a fantastic athlete, and he's pretty fast, right? But I don't even know if that's going to work. And I know some people say, well, they go man-to-man and salvage Kyrie Elam's career. I mean, they've tried man-to-man with Kyrie Elam, and I don't know how well it's gone. I'm not even counting Kyrie Elam right now. I'm putting him in a spot where I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen to him. Maybe he's on the roster. Maybe he's not. I'm not going to count on him, though. But if they're going to go more to a man-to-man defense, I do think they have to get a little faster. Because you're going to have to run with these fast, athletic wide receivers. You don't have to be the fastest team when you play zone all the time. It's still not, you can't be slow, right? I mean, that's not the point. But you have to be faster if you're going to run man-to-man and play with guys and match them up. And that's where I wonder, and again, I'll go back to what I said earlier about, is there a philosophical shift at hand here, A, to go man-to-man, B, to get stronger, bigger and stronger? You can do both, like the front seven, you could be a little bigger and stronger somehow, a little more athletic in the secondary. You know, that's the puzzle, though. You have to thread that needle. Good call, Linda. I appreciate it. And we'll see what they do in the draft. The Bills picking 30th overall in the NFL draft, scheduled to. What's the chances they actually pick 30th? They don't normally pick where they're scheduled to pick under Brandon Bean. That's just the case, especially when they're lower. Traded down twice last year into the second round to ultimately grab Keon Coleman. What do you want from the Bills offense? Let's get connected with our fans. It is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. All right. Got a couple of early tweets coming in. At Sal Sports, by the way. TLB says, bread and butter, easy plays once in a while. Okay. I mean, they have a lot of those, right? They have some bread and butter easy plays. They were not a team that threw the ball down the field a lot last year. So I'm going to say the other way, TLB. I think one of the things I want to see is more explosiveness down the field. And I think that doesn't have to just come from getting an explosive player. Of course, you want to have people who can do it. I think it comes from play design, play calling, and having your MVP quarterback with a rocket arm be able to throw the ball over the top of the defense sometimes. We didn't get that a lot last year.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt Smith, I knew this would come, and that's okay. Matt says nothing. Pay supporting cast, peanuts, outside of O-line, and spend all the money on defense. We just scored the second most points in the league with zero special offensive weapons. Josh with decent protection is all we need. That is true. They did score a lot, and I will be the first, but sometimes when it was a struggle, sometimes, and for the most part, it was very, very good. There were some games where it did not go great, and it was a bit of a struggle. The New England game at home comes to mind, right? Remember that game? They came back home from L.A., or Detroit, I should say, and they had L.A., then Detroit, and then they come home to New England. It just didn't go that well. Remember early in the season at Baltimore, a lot of circumstances there as well. But, I think they need more explosiveness. I agree. The offense, I think, is proven so far to be kind of self-sufficient, where it can run itself because you have Josh Allen. But, I don't think you can just stand pat and just say do nothing with it. All right. Vertical threat that can separate, says Ryan. Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it. Speed / separator at wide receiver, says Barry. RJ, team just needs a true number one with a speed element. And see, I think that's where most of you would go. That's what I want to see. It's easy to say, well, then why didn't they draft Xavier Worthy? And look, Xavier Worthy looked great towards the end of the year a few times. In the Bills game, he did score a couple touchdowns in the Super Bowl. I mean, those were plays when the game was in hand, and he really didn't do much outside of that. I'm also here to tell you, I'm not sold on Xavier Worthy as an actual, like, every single week reliant player, more than just a speed guy every once in a while to get the ball down the field. He only had over 500 yards receiving, and it didn't go great for him for much of the year against Patrick Mahomes. I think people see the highlights of Xavier Worthy, and you could say, oh my God, look at that guy, give me him. I still want to see him be able to be a first-round worthy talent, and to me, that has to be more consistency. I mean, we're sitting here talking about Dalton Kincaid's lack of consistency as a first-round tight end, which is true. I want to see that from Xavier Worthy in Kansas City before I say, oh my God, they hit a home run with Xavier Worthy. No, they hit a home run explosive player. They didn't necessarily hit a home run player that's going to be doing that on a consistent basis, because that wasn't the case last year. So the point is, to me, you have to be very careful. These guys go to the combine, they can run a 4.2, 4.3. I mean, 4.2, obviously, setting records. They could run a 4.3 and a 4.41 and say, okay, like that's fast enough. That's good. I want this guy. What else can he do to help your offense besides just put him on the field every once in a while to run go routes? I think that's what you have to be careful of when you're drafting. Now, maybe the Bills are in a position where they can do that. Maybe they're ultimately now in a position where, look, take a look at their wide receivers, Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman, Curtis Samuel, and you probably bring a Mac Hollins back, right? Where's this guy going to play anyway? I don't care. He's not playing a ton of snaps. Just get him because he's fast and put him on the field. I get it. If that's your argument, that's the way you want to go with this, I get it. I just think you have to be careful about saying, just get a speed guy. I want explosiveness. I want a speed guy. Believe me, trust me. If you just go and get one in the first round, he might be only that. And I think you got to have better than only that in the first round. I'm not convinced Xavier Worthy is more than only that right now. As much as he was very, very good towards the end of the year last year in some games. Steve says Hollywood Brown. Interesting. All right, Carl, I love it. Ja'Marr Chase. Yeah, I'd love Ja'Marr Chase as well. That would be great. Now that's a true number one receiver, right? I mean, Ja'Marr Chase is legit. He might be the best receiver in the game or second best behind Justin Jefferson. But I mean, that's a true legit number one receiver who can do everything. He's not Xavier Worthy speed, but he's fast. He can get down the field and he can run every route and he can make every catch. And he's a quarterback that can get him the ball. Sir Chivalry says Deebo Samuel. All right. Interesting one there, right? Deebo's not the same player, but man, he does still excite me a little bit when I say, man, could you get the ball in his hands and go? I don't know. I don't want to, if he's going to be released, you don't want to give up too much for him. If you're going to trade for him, he's got a contract. Rumor he's going to get released maybe instead. That's probably the right way to go. I'm not sitting here clamoring for Deebo Samuel. I'm probably not even necessarily that interested, but that kind of skill set still intrigues me. 803-0550, the number to call. What do you want from the Bills offense? You can call up. You can tweet me at Sal Sports. Sal Marana coming up. Rochester Democrat and Chronicle at 11 a.m. Pat Hammer at 11:30 on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.